want to throw the book at anyone about this is bad, like buying from this brand is bad and shopping too much is bad. Like, we're all already feeling bad enough.
Yeah.
It isn't getting us anywhere. We've been trying that for a really long time in the sustainability conversation space. It's making people feel inherently bad about how they conduct themselves. We have to think about so much, right? Like, what am I eating? Where am I buying it? Where am I shopping? Where am I living? How much am I driving? Can I go on holiday but still have a carbon footprint? How do I enjoy my life without constantly feeling guilty about it?
On today's episode, we have Leandra van Staden and Safiya Karim. They are from Fashion Revolution South Africa. I'm very excited for you to hear this conversation. This is leading up to Fashion Revolution Week, which is next week, the 15th of April till the 24th of April. So in this episode, we're chatting all things Fashion Revolution Week. We're chatting about the Fashion Revolution South Africa, what they've been up to, and some of the learnings over the years. And so I'm really, really excited that you get to spend this time with us and just hear what they've been up to. Tune in.
Just so honored to have you guys here, only because I feel like people know of Fashion Revolution South Africa, but they don't know the faces of the people. They don't know what's been happening, the changes that have happened in the last couple of months. But I think that people always want to participate in the sustainability space, particularly in fashion, but they don't know where to start. And I'm saying people, and it sounds like I'm generalizing, but some people still don't know that you guys actually exist, you know?
Yeah.
So what would you say about that? I'll give Safiya and Leandra a chance. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Anyone can start.
Yeah, as a volunteer-led organization, there's obviously always limits to how far your reach can go. We've been really lucky in terms of having a local representation since pretty much the inception of Fashion Revolution internationally, but it's always been on a very small scale because everyone is giving their time and energy as volunteers. Whereas the big change for us in the last year has been that we've been able to establish ourselves as a nonprofit organization, which means that we can really start scaling up our operations and reaching more people. That's sort of operationally, but what I've seen that's been really interesting, having been involved for a very long time, is that the conversations that we're starting to have with people when we are out in the world has shifted. 8 years ago, if we did an activation in a public space, no one really knew that there were still such ingrained issues within the fashion supply chain. Whereas now, when I meet specifically with younger generations, there's a general understanding that we need to do better and that we need to do things in a different way, which has shifted fundamentally how much we can do as an activism group. People are already on board, they're very keen, they're seeking community, and that's really a role that we can play as a sort of hub for everyone that's interested, whether that's within industry or within the sort of civil action space. Everyone who wears clothes can participate in some way or another.
Thank you for that. Sophia?
Yeah, thanks, Leandra. I think what she said is also what I've experienced. And I think one of the most exciting things about us now being registered as a nonprofit organization is that we're also are able to, like Leandra said, scale up our work. And so what I think has happened in the past few years is that a lot of people kind of drifted out of the space. And so you actually had a much smaller team. I think at some point it was just, I think, one or two people, and with COVID and everything else, I think that really kind of slowed down like the type of work we could do and conversations we were having. And I think that's potentially why Fashion Revolution South Africa kind of maybe didn't get forgotten about, but has maybe lost some of that presence and awareness. But I think now we're seeing a little bit more traction, and we're quite excited with the campaign in April and how that's also going to hopefully spread the movement further. And the goal is that with a more formalized organization, we can also hopefully have more teams and more volunteers, and then that can be spread out. Because I think at the moment, primarily a lot of work is happening in Cape Town, but that's not to say that, you know, these conversations are just happening in Cape Town. Like, it's all over the country, and like Johannesburg, Durban, and all the other like major cities, people are thinking about sustainable fashion, things that they can do differently. And so we're just hoping as well to support those conversations and have a bigger presence. So it's an exciting time ahead.
Yeah, it sounds so exciting, especially now that, you know, you can fully take charge of, I guess, the mandate in a way. You know, I guess before you guys were registered, it just felt like it was half in, half out. But I think now it's actually a really exciting time, you know? So who is Fashion Revolution for? Anyone can take it. Sophia, I'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think Leandra touched on it, right? We all wear clothes, and so we're all kind of participate within the fashion industry, whether we like actively are aware of it or not. And so I think Fashion Revolution really is for everybody. And I think that's why also the campaign this year is really focused on what does it mean to be a fashion revolutionary? Like, how to be a fashion revolutionary? What does activism look like, and defining it going forward? And I think for us, it's very much around community and anyone who is conscious of like their impact in the world. I think Fashion Revolution is for them. We don't really have any limitations. You don't need to have any pre-existing skills or knowledge, or you don't even have to be within the fashion industry formally or anything like that. So I mean, when I joined Fashion Revolution, I was working in finance. So it really is for anyone who's just really interested in getting involved and challenging how they consume fashion. And I don't know if Leandra also has other thoughts on
Leandra, your thoughts?
I really think that, you know, the two pillars that we are particularly interested in are education and advocacy. And within that, what we can provide as a resource to anyone, whether that is a high school learner in Welkom or a registered company that's on the JSE, is that we have a lot of skills and knowledge to share in order to reconsider what your position is as someone or as an organization that is involved within trying to think about different ways that the fashion system can exist, that is both thoughtful to the planet and to the people that not only work in the industry, but as consumers who purchase fashion outputs. I really like the idea of being able to work between spaces that are both big and small, right? So whether that is helping somebody figure out how to host a clothes swap in their living room, or whether it is a 3-month long campaign or a 5-year long research process study, that we can kind of facilitate and support people within any of those spaces. So it really is for everyone. We just hope that we can be a sort of central point of contact to bring people together in terms of this network, in terms of building community and really having meaningful conversations.
Yeah, and I think I asked that question because I think sometimes people want to get involved, but they feel like they are not the perfect candidate, or you need to have, you know, all these silver things and, you know, the frills that I guess we always assume that one has to carry to participate in the space. So I think it's comforting to know, particularly for Fashion Revolution Week, for people to understand that as long as you're a fashion lover, as long as you wake up every morning and wear clothes, you know, perhaps it's time that you think about how you wear the clothes and how you function within, you know, that space with your clothing, where you shop, and how you also get rid of the clothing when you don't use them. But also, I think someone might think that, but is a movement like Fashion Revolution relevant for Africa? Is it something that we need? Because if we carry that whole idea that, oh, Africa's always been sustainable, like we don't need all these things. We know how to, I guess, you know, go grab water from the tap somewhere with a bucket. Like we know how to be on the ground and then all the way up in terms of the fanciness of life. What would you say to that, Leandra?
Yeah, we have a very lucky position in terms of having a local team. So because we're part of an international organization, but we have a local office, we can really take that messaging and think about how to make it more relevant to our audience and to focus it and make it really introspective. We spend a lot of time thinking about what it is that the South African market or population would really need, or filtering through some of the messaging that is part of the global conversation around sustainability at large, and really questioning how much of that is really meaningful for us. Like if I think about all of the conversations around fast fashion consumption, I can't within good stead morally say that it is wrong for someone in a South African context to be spending money at a fast fashion retailer, knowing what the local average income in a household is. The reality is that I can give that same household guidance on how to take care of those fast fashion garments in order to extend their lifespan. And there shouldn't have to be a guilt conversation about don't shop at this place, that place, because it's bad. Please spend money at local boutiques that we know is inaccessible to the majority of our population. So it really is thinking about our local context and making sure that it is inclusive across the entirety of our population. We're not just speaking to the 1% that do have the option to choose where they spend their money. And I think that that is a really important conversation to start unpacking, and this sort of relates to the previous question in terms of who can participate, right? Like we speak about consumers a lot. I've caught myself doing it now, even in this conversation, but we've forgotten that as people, we're actually citizens, and an action as small as choosing to buy something from any retailer that is made of fabric that you know you can take care of and wash and dry and mend in order to make it more useful, purposeful in your life and keep it going for as long as possible, that is revolutionary. Recognizing that how you spend 50 Rand or 5,000 Rand on something that's going to live in your life and take up space in your wardrobe is, could seem really small, but it's actually a really big deal. And that is why we really want to place ourselves within our local context and start having those conversations. Because our kind of geopolitical context has a huge influence on what this conversation looks like.
And Sophia, also, what are some of the themes that you'll be doing this year in terms of activation?
Yeah, so I think we are just really trying to focus more on the community aspect and just trying to empower people with like skills and knowledge around the space. So it's not meant to be inaccessible in any way. And we've been working very hard to make everything accessible. Like we have a lot of free events so that there's no like real obstacles or hurdles for people to attend, because we want more people to be a part of these conversations. So we've got a variety of events taking place during Fashion Revolution Week. So from the 15th of April until the 24th. And we've got a film screening taking place on the Wednesday night. It's going to be at Butter House. It's the Fashion Reimagined documentary. It's quite a recent documentary as well, so it's a lot more relevant compared to some of the other ones that have been produced maybe 10 years ago. And then we've got a fashion show taking place on Friday night. That's going to be in Musenberg, and it's quite cool because it's going to be a collection of local like streetwear brands, and it's going to be like a street fashion show as well. And there's a DJ, and it's also a free event for people to connect and engage with local brands. And then on the Saturday we have our Mend in Public Day, and what's great about this is that it's a global activation. So this is taking place in countries all over the world, countries and cities all over the world, and the idea is to really challenge fast fashion. And it's like what Leandra touched on, is that, you know, fast fashion really encourages you to, it tries to get you to buy more things and throw away things and not really take care of your clothes. And so we're trying to challenge that on the 20th of April, getting everyone to come together to mend their clothes and have conversations around how to look after their clothes and restoring that relationship with fashion and making our clothes last longer. But we also want it to be a space to connect and learn new skills. So it's going to be, what we hope to be a really community-led event. So even though we're hosting one in Greenpoint Park here in Cape Town, and there's going to be some mending taking place in Johannesburg as well with the Twig 44 Stanley collaboration, we really want to encourage everyone to also host their own events if they'd like to, because, you know, maybe they can't attend the one in Greenpoint Park, or they're in another city where we don't have like volunteers. So it's really just for everyone to take that stance that day and be a part of a global activation. So that's taking place on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday we have a clothing swap that's going to be at the Design Academy of Fashion at the Biscuit Mall. And I think that's the only event where we have an entrance fee of 50 rand, but everything else is free for everyone to attend and just meet other people and learn new skills and learn what we're about as well.
And I like the sound of that, and also even going back to Leandra's answer on the previous questions about you know, how relevant is it and who is it for? So I like the idea. It sounds like community is at the forefront, but not only community. Leandra was saying, you know, consumers, but she's like, no, actually it's not even consumers, it's citizens. And I think that's what we've forgotten, you know, sometimes, is that as citizens, we have a responsibility to regulate what works for us and what doesn't necessarily work for us. And it sounds like the events that are organized this year, the essence of it is more about community. Even when you say like the fashion show on some street style brands, like those are, that's where like the community is. They love things like that and participating, rather than making it so high end or high level that people are feeling exactly what we spoke about earlier on, like it's not for me, you know. And I think sometimes it's in how we do things that we forget that we're sending a message to make people feel like, actually, I don't think this is for me, you know? So I like that. I don't know if you guys want to elaborate on, was it a conscious effort of saying, let's treat the event, let's open the gates to citizens, you know, not consumers, not women, not men, not, but just us as citizens. Leandra?
Yeah, I think it was, it's very intentional. I think it's part of our ethos. It's almost inherent to how we make decisions. I feel really strongly, and I think this is something that we speak about often, is that, you know, consumers, even the phrase, like, or the concept of a consumer, it's a very passive role. In terms of what we are trying to achieve is to give people agency, right? That is to make decisions, to have information, to change systems, whether that's in your household or on a global scale. We want to get everyone moving. But we know that in order to get moving, to do things and to change things, that we work better in teams, right? Like that's very inherent to many African historic belief systems and how we navigate in the world is through community. I think that was has always been a really important part of our ethos. Mm. But again, I think specifically this year, we decided that community building would be really pertinent to our action in the world, because right now where we are politically on a global scale, anytime you open social media or read a newspaper or a news article, it's really heavy. And I think what we all need is some community.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw the book at anyone about this is bad, like buying from this brand is bad and shopping too much is bad. Like, we're all already feeling bad enough.
Yeah.
It isn't getting us anywhere. We've been trying that for a really long time in the sustainability conversation space. It's making people feel inherently bad about how they conduct themselves. We have to think about so much, right? Like, what am I eating? Where am I buying it? Where am I shopping? Where am I living? How much am I driving? Can I go on holiday but still have a carbon footprint? How do I enjoy my life without constantly feeling guilty about it? So we really want to change the psychological undertone of our engagement with people across the spectrum in terms of making this positive, right? That's what fashion really should be. It shouldn't be fashion about like fancy runways and unattainable garments. It should be about expression of identity and participation for everyone to be able to express themselves, have fun, and be creative. Yeah. And the moment that we forget that, we lose all the magic of what makes this enjoyable. So I think that was really a big part of our campaign this year, but also just as part of our identity as an organization.
I you know, I truly believe in that so much, Leander, and that's why for me, like, you know, what you said about it's not about blaming this brand or blaming that brand or constantly being stuck on the issue about brands. You know, yes, I think there's room for that, but I think exactly what you said, where the world is now, perhaps we should also be progressing the argument and the debate. It really is, for me, comes down to, you know, what you want to do as a person. You know, like, what do you want to eat? What do you want to wear? How much do you care about yourself as a human being? And then making decisions from then onwards. And what you said also about how people love fashion, you know, and I've just, you know, for me, as someone who's like a stylist and I'm so obsessed with fashion, people love fashion. And so we have to almost figure out how to, you know, dance with this two love of loving fashion and also loving the planet and wanting to do well. It's like it's a difficult one to manage, you know. Sophie, I don't know if you want to add onto that.
Yeah, and I mean, I think Leandra touched on it really well, but I think maybe just to reiterate that, like, we also really just want to also cultivate more third spaces, or at least that's something I'm quite interested in as well. And that's also potentially what we've been trying to do with the Mend in Public Day, that it is about bringing people together and also learning from each other with regards to, you know, anything to do with sustainability. Mm. It is about collaboration. It's about community. And this is not like, you know, new concepts, as Leandra mentioned. So it's really just for us to also get a sense more of like what, you know, what are people interested in learning and how can we as a space like cultivate that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we also, like, we don't want people to feel guilty. We want them to feel empowered and we want them to recognize that there are different ways to, you know, to consume fashion and make their, make their clothes last longer or express themselves and still feel, you know, creative and, yeah, love their clothes. And the planet, but they're not mutually exclusive, that it can be done, and we just need to find ways to do that. And we can't do that alone in our small team of Fashion Revolution South Africa. We need everybody a part of that conversation so that is actually relevant to like the future of South Africa and like future leaders and future citizens as well. So
And so just looking back, what are some of, you know, the highlights for Fashion Revolution that you guys feel like you've achieved in the last couple of years for someone who hasn't been keeping an eye on the space?
For me, it's always seeing what young people produce. Mm. I mean, this is very personal to me because I work with fashion students quite a lot. And one of the projects that we've been running a few years in collaboration with Cape Town Peninsula University of Technology is an annual upcycling fashion show. There are other partners involved, and I'll happy to give them all credits in your notes. And it's grown year on year on year, but it's always so exciting to see what the students create and how this project has now become a core part of their curriculum. And seeing the entire team in terms of the lecturing staff get involved and all the support from the other faculties when the students finally do their showcase of their collections has always been for me the real highlight because it's where creativity really shines. The students get dead stock from fashion brands, and they work in teams to create two looks, and it's always so exciting to see what you can do when you start with very little, with a little help from your friends and a bit of time pressure. It's always been really an exciting project for me. So they're running it this year, but it's a little bit later than Fashion Revolution Week, but it's very exciting. But yeah, I think the other thing for me has just been how the conversation has shifted. Mm. I think that I've always felt a bit frustrated with having sort of conversations that are just at the starting block of the sort of basic building blocks of how to do things differently. Yeah. Whereas now we're getting to a place where we can have conversations about the underlying motivations of how and why we do the things that we do, which I find personally really interesting. Like even in my own journey, trying to find the balance between loving fashion but wanting to do better, I recognize that the psychological underpinning of why I consume and how I consume is really core. And I can start having those conversations publicly now, whereas 5 years ago, it was still, yeah, no, the system's kind of broken, was still the conversation. So I think that's really exciting for me.
Yeah. And Sophia,
Okay, I know you're enjoying the conversation. I just wanted to quickly pop in just to remind you, in case you didn't know, we have an amazing collaboration coming up next week with Luna. Luna is a sustainable women's wear fashion brand. They are iconic. So we will be announcing our surprise next week in celebration of Fashion Revolution Week. We would like you to be in on it. So go to faura.com to sign up on our newsletter, or you can go to lunalive.co.za to sign up on their newsletter, and we'll see you next week.
I think one of the biggest things that I've been excited about is just us being registered as a legal entity, because that just gives us so much more like weight to the work we're doing. And I really feel like it's going to open up more opportunities for us as a movement. So for me, that's been like the biggest milestone to get to that point, and all the conversations that have to happen for us to get there. But all those things that still need to be done for us to go forward, like it's a huge amount of work. And I think I kind of get stuck in a lot of that kind of operational things that are going on. And so I don't get the opportunity to think of all the fluffy, nice things and the conversations, which is unfortunate. And so I'm really hoping that through Fashion Revolution Week, I can be more a part of those conversations to hear what people are thinking about and what are they looking to do and how we can support that. But I think also just seeing the interest in our space, that as much as people don't know about us, there are a few people who are finding out about us, maybe through our increased presence, like on social media, and like how we've been, you know, marketing our events. We've been getting a lot of interest. Our volunteer base has grown. So it's
does also feel more positive when people are recognizing the work you're doing and the role that Fashion Revolution South Africa plays locally, and wanting to be a part of that, I think is really like exciting for me as well. Yeah.
No, thank you so much.
We can never have too many hands on board. So if anyone else is still keen, yeah, we're always happy to have more hands, more people, more perspectives, as a part of this movement.
And that's true, because as they say, 10 hands is better than one, or something to that effect, So I hope it goes well, and it sounds exciting, and we're looking forward to it. I can't wait. We have to actually think how we're going to be participating. In closing, I wanted to do a few questions. This is basically for you guys as consumers. It would be interesting to hear where you're at. And I'm just going to shoot. It's just fun questions just to find out. I'll start with Sophia. Sophia, what's your favorite clean beauty product?
Clean beauty?
Yes, clean beauty product.
Is it bad that I don't really
use beauty? I have an answer.
Okay, what's your favorite beauty product? It doesn't have to be clean. I just thought...
I mean, probably is it the Makeup Revolution, or what is it called?
Okay.
Is it Makeup Revolution?
Okay. Because you know why I'm asking? It's because part of our community is the shade that I always get is that, you're always asking people all these questions, but you never ask people where they buy their stuff. And the intention is not to go buy, but the intention is that if we know what some of the good products that are out there, then all of us, you can just get that good product and stick with it and make it work. But part of why people sometimes shop around and find all these things is because, you just don't know what's good that's out there. It's like trying to find the best denim, but once you find it, you keep the pair, or you keep repeating it, keep going to the same store. Leandra?
So my favorite beauty brand is Ren. It's a skincare brand spelled R-E-N. Mm-hmm. I believe it's imported, I think, from France, but it's all very planet-friendly packaging, and it really works. There's a range, it's orange, it's all AHA, PHA, actives. I love it. And I believe that if I take care of my skin, then I don't need to wear makeup.
Exactly.
And I'm here for that.
I agree with that. I'm there for that. And I guess that's why I love clean beauty products so much. Okay, Sophia, what do you have? Do you have anything in your wardrobe that's still with tags? And what is it? And why does it still have tags on? Nothing.
It was probably I've got this big maxi skirt that I bought at some... I think local Turkish market, and it was this idea for a nice fancy event, but I think I probably bought it just before COVID and didn't go out for 2 years. And even since then, I think I've also changed my idea around what formal wear looks like. So it's still in my closet, but I am planning to potentially wear it for Eid if I can. So okay. I do have a purpose for it. Yeah.
Last one in closing, Leandra, and you'll fill in the gaps. Instead of shopping, I would rather
read a book.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I have a book recommendation that's on this topic.
Okay.
It's a slightly older book, but I found it in a secondhand bookshop and I was I've been dying to read this. It's called No Logo by Naomi Klein.
Oh, that sounds...
And she is a legend. This is one of her first publications, I think. She's done some other stuff since, which I have read, but this one is a great one for anyone who's interested in understanding not just the sort of sustainability conversation that we're having here, but generally around capitalist action. Very good read. It's a bit of a tome, but very readable, very approachable. Highly recommend it.
Okay, I'm gonna look out for it. Sophia, instead of shopping, I'd rather
probably sew. I do quite a bit of sewing.
Oh, oh wow. Oh my gosh, I didn't expect that. Oh wow.
Yeah, it's it's always an awkward thing because once people know that you sew, then everywhere you go, everyone always asks, oh, did you make that? And then it's often a no because I hate everything that I make.
You should sell it. You should sell it. You should give it to us to sell it for you. You know, you should literally. People, you'll be surprised what people are into. Like, people love like the most interesting pieces out there sometimes. So, okay. Ladies, thank you so, so, so much. I really appreciate your time. I was so nervous, literally thinking that you're probably not going to have time because it's Fashion Revolution Week. And so when I checked, I'm like, oh, okay, I still have time. So I'm excited about
that.
Yeah.
So Fashion Revolution Week is taking place from the 15th of April to the 21st or 24th of April, sorry. Please follow us on our social media platforms to see all of our activations. There's some things happening in Cape Town, some in Joburg, and anyone who wants to do something at home in and wherever they might be in South Africa, just reach out and we can help you pull it together.
And if they want to get in touch with the South African Fashion Revolution office, where do they get hold of you guys in terms of your website?
So we have got our own space on the fashionrevolution.org website. So if you go to countries, you'll see there's the South Africa link. It's got our pretty faces on the page. And if you email that, it will get sent through to us.
All right. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All the best. And I hope this year it's like even bigger and better. And you have like a whole lot of data to use for the next one or just to know where the space is at in terms of consumers and citizens and women and men and grannies and everyone who's out there who is wearing fashion. They don't know what to do with it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you so much, Jess. Bye. This has been great.
Bye.
Cool. Bye, guys.